Hey, how you doing? This is Tony from Finding Subjects Podcast. Guess what? Hiding in a cave right now. Do you know why? Because I got myself a big bag of Jack Link's beef jerky, teriyaki flavored. Why? Because I just love this stuff. It's incredible. And did you know that Jack Link's now has a zero sugar beef jerky? That's right. Your zero hero has arrived. The great taste you love minus the sugar you avoid. Make zero sugar beef jerky your crime fighting sidekick against the evil ways of cheat days. 13 grams of protein, 70 calories. Also, Jack Link's has jerky and so much more. You can call them the five-trick pony. They have the beef jerky, they have the beef sticks, they have steak strips and bars, they have smoked sausages, and they have the Jack Link's cold-crafted snacks as well. Did you know that you can also buy this stuff from jacklinks.com? You can actually go on there, pick all the products, shop all the snacks, knock yourself out, and then even put it on a monthly order. Go to jacklinks.com, check it out. I only talk about it because I love it. Everything going well? Yeah, I just did two episodes. I think it's official. I could say that this place is haunted. I did two episodes, a half hour each. And mid-episode on one of them, I could have swore I felt somebody lay down next to me on the bed. Did you ever have that happen? Where you feel the bed move down? And you could swear, like, man, I just felt like someone just pressed down. Just really strange. Yeah, no one's home. The cats are on the bed with me, and they're sound asleep. This is what they do this time of day. But me, I'm just laying here still with pillows on my head and talking into this contraption that I have that makes my own little mini sound studio. And it's totally dark where my head is right now. I can't see a thing. Maybe a little bit of light popping through here, but suddenly the bed went down. So that's great. So after I did all of that, I'm making sure the recorder was on and making a couple good podcasts. I was done. And I looked down at the recorder, and it wasn't recording. This is the second time this happened here. It's getting kind of old. I don't know what the heck's happening. Either I'm losing my mind totally, or which is a very, very good possibility, or I'm imagining I hit record, which is not the case, or I have a ghost. A ghost with the most. Hello? Anyone else here? I don't believe in that stuff. Anyway, so I don't know what's happening. Maybe a little glitch in this recorder. I doubt that. But anyway, it's happened, and I just lost an hour worth of shows. It happens to the best of us. Anyway, how you doing, man? Hopefully everything's going well. I put up a picture the other day from a place that I grew up at, basically on Saturdays. It was called the McDade Mall in Glen Olden, Pennsylvania. I used to go there with my friends. We'd head up there. It was a big deal. You know, it was a big deal for a Saturday to go up there. They had the movie theaters. They had arcade games. Pole Position was my game. I loved it. I would always get the top score in pole position. People would argue with that, I'm certain, who went to the McDade Mall, but I'll take them on anytime. Pole position, you got to keep the pedal to the metal and slide around those, drift around the corners, man. That's how it was. Never use the brake. You just drift. And I didn't pick that up until much later, and then suddenly I dominated. Oh, great game. They had an Orange Julius up there. They had a great place to get some pizza. And then you saw all the movies up there, from Jaws to Towering Inferno to Earthquake in Surround Sound. This is a great place to be a kid. And it was funny because I started thinking about my youth as opposed to the youth of my great nephews and nieces. And a lot of people that I see nowadays with their children unable to live the life that I lived, and I realized I've turned into my mom and dad. I've turned into an old person. It's just how it is. We, you know, time goes by, and we see differences, and this is a huge difference as opposed to how the world is right now and how it was back in the day. I've found myself doing something very strange. This is what I'm talking about today. It's leaving my phone at home. And my family has been, why do you not have your phone? And I'm like, I don't need it. I'm with four people. Why do I have to have my phone? And they don't get that. They just think it's weird. But where I'm coming from with that is, I don't want a distraction from them. The odds of me needing my phone when there's four other phones in the vicinity are pretty slim to none. That if I have an emergency, I can be anywhere and say to somebody, please call 911. And it's going to happen. It's not like we all have to find a payphone somewhere and get it done. It's everybody's got one. So me, of course, wanting to be Mr. Different and buck the system, I'm now leaving my phone at home. I'm disconnecting to connect with the world, and that's just how it's going to be. When I can get away with that, and when I'm going to be alone, I know I'm going to be out somewhere in the woods or just going somewhere to relax and meditate and be mindful, then maybe I'll take a phone with me. For the most part, I'm trying to get away from it. I'm trying to get away from the technology. I'm trying to get away from the distraction that that phone entails. It is robbing me of time. And I'm going to speak directly to me and explain to you why I'm feeling this way. And then I don't know how you're going to feel about it, but maybe you'll get it, maybe you don't. As a child, we never had phones. Now, the positives of having a phone, definitely for kids, so you can get in touch with them right away. And that's, you know, that's very important for safety reasons. Very important. But I'm a little older now, right? So I'm not, we're not talking for a kid. We're talking about me being in my 50s and just not wanting to have this distraction always on my hip or in my pocket or whatever. Oh, what's the score? That instant gratification about knowing things. I don't care. I want to be with my family. I want to be in the moment with them. If we're eating dinner, I want to be with them. I want to hear what they have to say. I want to converse with them, engage in an actual conversation. I want to talk about how's your day, what's going on in your life, anything they want to talk about, a story, you know, anything. That's where my interest lies. Not what's going on, who's protesting, who's shutting down streets, who's burning what. What this politician says, what that politician says, what flavor ice cream they're having, ignoring these questions, ignoring those questions, accusations. I don't want to hear any of that. You're stealing my mind. You're occupying my mind with negative thoughts that I don't really want to hear about. And I care to leave my phone at home. I am disconnecting to connect. I've had this uneasy feeling lately. And how can I explain this to you? I'm at that point in my life where I've become my parents. It just happens. It's going to happen to you too, no matter how young you are. Hope to God you get here and you surpass that. But you're going to come to a time where you just want to be around your kids, or you want to be around people that you care about. You want to talk with them, converse with them, have interesting times, make memories, go places, make memories, experience things, learn things. Maybe you don't. Maybe you are fine living your life with your nose in your phone. I just am not. And that's okay if you are that way. I'm talking about me right now. I'm not okay with it. I've realized for me, technology is stealing my life. It's stealing what's meaningful to me. And meaningful being that mindfulness of appreciation for this time that I have here on this earth with people I care about. I'm not talking about connecting with people and communicating with people. That's awesome that we have the phone for that. I'm fine with that. Even with Facebook, I'm fine with checking out people. Hey, how you doing? How's everything going? I'm talking about if you're sitting at a dinner table and suddenly you're looking up this, what's the score of whatever or what happened in the news. That's just not for me anymore. That's just where I'm at. I'm not going to let it happen. Yes, as a communication device, absolutely cool. I just found personally I've had it. I'm at that limit right now where I don't want it available all the time. Yes, for just a communication tool, absolutely important. But as a diversion to my life, stealing my mindfulness, stealing the moment, I'm done with it. It's a bad habit I've gotten into. I'll be sitting at dinner and I'll, what's going on here? I'll just glance down. How's Instagram doing? How's the Twitter going? Who cares? Tone. You're sitting here with your family. You think you're always going to be able to sit there with your family? It's not true. There'll be a day where your kids are going to move away. They're going to get older. They're going to have their kids maybe. And how much time do you think they're going to have for you? Maybe that's the root of this unsettled feeling I'm having. Like I'm sensing things are changing. They are. Everything changes. Nothing stays the same. Life moves on. But I'm sensing my young little girls are now young women. They're adults, responsible adults, with careers. And those careers may take them away to different places. And that accessibility I have to have dinner with them, have a conversation with them, it's not always going to be there. And this phone that I continuously want to look at for information that is not necessarily intelligent information sometimes steals those moments that I have with my children from me. Why? It's an addiction. Made me think about being a kid with no phones. I got a buddy who does not have a phone. He doesn't even have the internet. I think he has cable TV, but he's got a regular phone line, no cell phone, no internet. God bless him. He doesn't have any kids that I am aware of. He's not married. But God bless him, he can get away with that. There's good things and bad things about technology, but right now this is where I'm at with it. Stealing my time, stealing my mindfulness. We're getting older. There is no guarantee. And I'm just in that really weird place right now where I know change is coming. And I know I'm not going to have this easy accessibility to my kids that I do now to spend time with them. It's going to go away. It's going to get harder. And I think that bothers me. It definitely bothers me, I think, because I've been with them my entire life, their entire lives. It's hard. Talking about kind of being a stay-at-home dad right now. What that's like. Same for you moms. It's a separation, empty nest, anxiety feeling that we sometimes feel. I mean, some people might be like, hey, man, congratulations. Thank God it's over with. I was never that way. Taking care of my kids was never a burden. It was something I always looked forward to. We had a great time. Change is coming, Tony. What's next? I think that's what's scaring me a little bit. What's bothering me? For the first time in a really long time, I have time to myself. What to do? And I have this pretty cool hobby, this podcast show that I get to talk to you and explain these things and talk about these crazy things. But I'm certain other people are experiencing this. Parents, are the kids ready? Did you give them all the tools they need to survive? They watch us. They learn from us. They see what to do and what not to do. It's tough. It's tough. And you just hope and pray that they're okay out in this crazy world. You got to have faith. I'm convinced and confident my kids are going to be okay. They have intelligence, common sense. I think they're going to be fine. It's me I'm a little concerned about now. What am I going to do? And I can't just, I'm going to do this and that's just how it's going to be. I don't operate that way. I have to check with the boss. And the boss is God. I got to run it by God. And I've been running it by God for a long time. What do you want me to do? Where do you want me? What am I supposed to be doing here? And you find quiet time. And you're waiting and you're listening. All I have is this desire sometimes within my heart to act upon. Is that God speaking to us? Is that how God speaks to us? You know, that's a question that's so funny for so many years. I'm like, okay, I hear these different pastors and such talk about, yeah, God spoke to me. I hear God. God told me a long time ago. Like, okay, how'd that happen? What's the old listen to me, Tony? I am God. No, it's not. It hasn't been that way for me. Has it been that way for other people? People have said, yeah, I've heard a voice. I don't hear voices. I get inspired. Is that inspiration? Is that God directing me to the path that I'm praying in direction for? I've read and heard from different podcasts, you know, of different pastors that I might listen to. You want to hear the word of God, you got to read the word of God. You got to open a Bible and read different passages, and sometimes it'll just hit you like, yeah, that's it right there. There's time back in the day when we could go to church. I'd sit there and I'd listen to a sermon and suddenly be like, yeah, okay, that was strange, because exactly what is being talked about is like a message being spoken directly to me in regards to something particular I'm thinking about. Haven't had that in a while, since we haven't been to church in a while. So this is where I'm at in my life. Please use me as you need me. Put me where you want me to be. And the last time I had that intense prayer like that, well, it changed my life drastically. Found out about a heart problem and a lot of other problems that came with it. So here I am praying again. I just want to be where you want me to be. I want to be doing what you want me to be doing, not necessarily what I want to be doing. But if you need me somewhere, put me somewhere. And that is a scary thought, because that takes complete surrender. How many of us have the courage to just completely surrender everything that is us for a purpose of good, or a purpose that we may not fully understand? A lot of questions. Getting very philosophical today. But it's what's on my mind. Because to me, if I don't have this conversation, if I don't have these prayers, and I am blessed with who knows how much longer in life, a day, a year, 5, 10, 15, 20 years, and I get there, and I say to myself, dude, you missed it. It was right in front of your face. That's what you should have been doing. Wouldn't that be a waste? So I don't know. This feels good. This feels right now. Not necessarily laying on a bed with pillows over my head, in the dark under blankets, trying to deaden sound and talk to you on a podcast necessarily. But the podcast part feels cool. Oh my God, man. It's fun. It's really a great diversion, so. Gets me thinking. Gets me mindful. And the one thing that I think I should be doing right now is being mindful. Just appreciating every second I have here on this earth. Appreciating how blessed I have been. And you might say, how can you even think, dude, you're blessed? Yeah, you're not in great wealth. You're not in any wealth. You know, you have the basics. Well, I have a roof over my head. We have money to pay the bills. We have food in the refrigerator. I have air condition or heat if I need it. We have a car to drive in. My kids are healthy. My wife is healthy. They're all intelligent, beautiful people. How am I not blessed? How am I not rich beyond means right there? Oh, most importantly, we love each other. We respect each other. Tell me what I'm missing if I'm not a millionaire right there. That's all I need. Of course, we want more. I definitely would like to have a little bit more finances. But take it all away. This is what we got. This is what I have. How am I not a millionaire already with that? And I think that's the secret of life. Being grateful and thankful and feeling blessed for what you have, not what you don't have. And sometimes it takes a really rocky road to get here, to this place. And that's why I can sit in the middle of the woods and stare at nothing and feel blessed, taking it all in, appreciating it. And it is a mindful moment, is mindfulness, is being in the moment. Because being in the moment means you're aware of the most valuable commodity on this earth that no one can purchase, which is time. You'll hear people talk about the most valuable commodity is intelligence, is knowledge. Yeah, that's pretty good too. But without time, you have nothing. Time, knowledge, health, they all kind of go hand in hand with each other, but out of all of them, without any time, you've got nothing. So anyway, did that make you mindful today? It's me being mindful. It's me being and feeling blessed that I have this opportunity to lay here today and talk to you about being mindful, about looking at what is really important in your life and what you already have and seeing that as a blessing. That's it. Gonna rock and roll with this one. Really deep today. That's good. It's good for us to get deep. All right. Hopefully you'll have a great day. Hey, hang out and come visit us at Instagram. Finding Subjects at Instagram. Finding Subjects on Twitter. Finding Subjects on Facebook. And you can listen to Finding Subjects podcast wherever it is that you listen to podcasts. Thank you very much for being here. Thank you for listening. And we'll get another show out to you quickly. Thank you. This is Tony. And you have been listening to Finding Subjects podcast. Have a great day. See you. Bye.